The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm already really smiley, but I'm even more smiley today. I don't know, I feel more at home right here with all of you than I think I do in my new role at this point. You know, the routines that you get in, you know, 2 years of this wonderful routine of being a part of your lives, and then I have a new routine, and it's not very routine. You know, I've been filling in all these different places, and so it's a little disjointed. I just got back from our Quo Vadis Days retreat, which is for young men, high school men, discerning the priesthood. The Transfiguration, in many, many ways, is a vocations retreat. It is exactly what we tried to do for those young men. So they removed themselves from their daily routine and their life, and they decided to go up there to Mount Angel, you know, for, you know, 4 days, completely out of the routine of their normal lives with these other men. And while they were there, you know, we hear in this reading that they went up the mountain. Jesus took them up there to pray. That's the reason that those men came to that retreat. They came there to pray in a life that's not really filled with a lot of prayer. Now, odds are that those young men probably pray a little bit more than their friends do. That's probably why they're there, or their parents do. So it's been modeled for them, right? So that they truly understand, like, oh, okay, like prayer, this is something that's really important in our lives. And we see that, of course, right? That's exactly what the Lord constantly did for the disciples. They kept seeing him going off and praying, and then eventually, right, they're like, how do we do that? You know, how do we do that? Teach us how to do that. So he constantly was giving them examples and teaching them how to do that very thing. Now, tomorrow, in the reading, we're going to hear about faith. Faith is one of those things that's tricky, right? It's this, like, we know it to be true, yet we don't have, it's a substance of what is true, but we don't have anything physical to grasp, right? You know, similar to sacramental realities, right? There's this true grace that's coming in us, but we only see it under these particular physical signs in a lot of ways. Well, many of those men came there because they believe. They can't completely grasp it, can't completely understand it, much like all of us. We come because we believe. And then, once we spend some time in prayer, often we receive an experience, sometimes a profound experience of seeing the Lord. And the amazing thing about leading a retreat like that, especially for young people, sometimes you get to see them see it for the first time. Many of us, who knows where we were when the Lord finally like reached us. But man, it's unreal to watch these young men have an experience with the Lord. You know, to see him for who he is, whether that's during adoration or something else. Because then you talk to them about it. And I asked them, we did some video interviews, and I said, what was your favorite part about the retreat? I thought it was going to be like when we played basketball or when Father Peter beat us really badly at pool, you know, or anything like that, you know. But it wasn't any of the games. It wasn't any of the things that they were good at and they liked to do. They were saying things like, I've never prayed Liturgy of the Hours before, and I love that. And I was just like astounded. Adoration. It was actually all of the things that we did having to do with prayer were the things that they said that they liked the most. Not the hike up to Silver Falls, not the hike up to Mount Angel, but it was all of these prayer times, which tells me something that we, many of us know. We yearn for God. We yearn for God. And again, right, we have a very restless life until we actually rest, you know, within him. So once we start putting ourselves in his presence, it's like peace. Peace is different. But, you know, much like these young men, because they are still young men, after they saw the Lord in a way he was transfigured, they're like, now I really believe. I guarantee you they will go back and tell no one about it, right? Because that's not really what most young men are doing. Yet we hope that through the testimony of some of the priests that come through that experience, that even though that they go back out in the world, they'll be changed. Because it's like that experience is the thing that we keep coming back for. Because the Lord showed something of himself to us. And once that happens, I think we all know this. It's like you walk around in your regular life and you're like, even if you wanted to ignore it, you just simply can't. You know, you try though you may. The Lord keeps calling you back. And so keep praying. Keep putting yourself in the presence of the Lord. We never quite know when he's going to do that, right? When he's going to show himself to us in an incredible and amazing way. But the more opportunity we spend in his presence, the more opportunity for those experiences that we actually have. And that's where the relationship lies, in the time that we spend with them. And so I beg you, pray for me, but pray for those young men. I know that they are out there, especially this last 2 years of isolation. I know that they're out there. So I've been talking with many men discerning. And if there's anything that God gave me, I'm a pretty convincing salesman. So maybe that's why I'm here. But continue to pray that I can convince these young men to think about, to discern more, to see if they're called to be priests. Thank you again for allowing me to be with all of you here today. God bless you all.